Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What do you get when you cross a narrow boat with a tank? The LA Clippers. It's the Hefeweizen's podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham. You can find me at Don_Denham on Twitter. With me, as always, my fellow Mavs fan for life, Ruben Tomas. You at Reddit Mavericks. How are you, sir?
I am still on a high that hasn't come down since like 6 o'clock yesterday.
It was so. It's been a pretty exciting time to be a Mavs fan. It's also just fun watching the narrow boat sink. Speaking of sinking, he is in sync with us. He is, I guess, now on Twitter jail parole. Is that?
Or yeah, probation? How's this work?
Yeah. Is he on Twitter probation? We don't know. Squish 41, how are you, sir?
So giddy I could prison squish.
That fucking joke needs to die.
No, the prison squish lives forever.
Well, I guess
forever.
It's you know, we're trying to be more PG today. So it's a parole squish. So yeah. It's a little bit.
Yeah, are we trying to be PG?
I think last time you're
no, I just messed it up.
Yeah, this host was definitely a little bit more imbibed with liquid courage, and I realize how much I just said the word fuck a bunch. So it was fun. I had a great time, but also sorry about that. We'll tone it down a minute. We won against the Clippers.
Yeah.
Great win. We seemed pretty controlled. There was a little back and forth, but ultimately, like a dominant performance by our wunderkind Luka Doncic. It was just amazing seeing him do what he does so well, which is own the Clippers.
Seriously, like they have their number. It's absolutely fucking amazing.
They're one of the few teams that have gone out of their way to truly provoke him. So I think it's extra spicy whenever he laces it against the Clippers.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
Like Marcus Morris is like, oh, I apologize. You know, just, you know, two professionals, like whatever the fuck he said the other day. Oh, I said the F word.
Outback Steakhouse, no rules, just right. We're on leash, baby.
Whatever the frick he said.
Change Luca, the counter.
I guarantee Luca was like, zero. Luca was like, yeah, we're cool, bro. But then secretly he's like, you karate chopped me in the neck. Yeah. I'm hanging 30-point triple doubles on you for the rest of your life.
You know what I really liked? Good. One was just, I mean, Hardaway just lighting it up from three, but also Dodo was a force to be reckoned with. I think my favorite play, it was closing out. It was kind of a dagger, but it was just a really good ball movement and a no look pass from Dodo to KP and just slammed it home. And like KP didn't have a great game, but it was cool still seeing them like look for looks for each other.
Yeah,
that's encouraging to me. Like, that's just good team basketball, and we executed.
Yeah, KP rolled to the basket and got some pretty good shots. I was like, oh, exactly. Look at that. If you do that, like, look what happens, man. Like,
KP's doing his own DP impersonation and rolling.
And hey, it worked. Look at that.
DP, I mean Dwight Powell.
This is a family podcast today.
we don't have a Dr. Pepper sponsor, so we can't.
Thank you. Yes.
That's what he meant. Come on.
Correct.
Oh my god. But I mean, man, like my experience watching this first playoff game was kind of bizarre. So I went to my cousin's baby shower. And it's like and they have the game on, right? They have the game on, like, but it's the ESPN ESPN app version of it, so it's like it's a little bit delayed. I was checking Twitter and I was like, fuck, I'm behind, you know. So seeing that and then like they're trying to do like all like the baby shower games and shit, like, uh-huh. And I'm literally sitting on the couch trying to like maneuver
What is and it I'm about like, baby showers? It's just like, okay, everyone's got to eat baby food out of a diaper. What kind of fear factor, like deranged person wants to make this happen?
But yeah, so like I was like the only person watching the game. Like I don't know if like my cousin put on specifically for me or what, but like
kind of like occupying a toddler where it's just like, is there basketball on? And then they I was like, cool.
So I was like, I just sat there and like, you know, my mom came over and I was like, do you want anything? I was like, no, leave me alone. Like, does everybody was like,
gave you a juice box and a Lunchable just to make sure that you were taken care of.
just so stressed the entire time, and I'm just like, what the fuck, you know, like, sure. I'm on
there
Twitter,
is nothing
like,
for me, mother. Only look.
I was like, I've had a few drinks because they got a keg for a baby shower, which I was like, okay, cool, like, whatever, bro. I'm not doing this for mine.
Wait a minute, pause. You had a baby shower kegger?
Okay, so here's the thing, bro. Like Mexican, like. Parties when it comes to like infants or whatever, like there's always alcohol, like no matter what, right? So like,
okay, fair enough.
So like my same cousin whose kid turned I think five, mm-hmm. Kid just turned four. They had a keg at his birthday party. His little
how
brother.
How drunk was the 4-year old?
Not at all. Thank God.
Okay.
No. But like I know, like I did a keg stand. Like my dad did a keg. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And then like
you did a keg stand at a 4-year old's birthday party.
Yes, and afterwards I was like, this is really wrong.
We are burying the lead. Who cares about the playoffs anymore? I need to know. I need to see footage of this. That needs to be your profile picture.
This was literally like
the next baby kegger. You better Instagram live or something.
I'm not getting one for mine, so because Amy won't let me.
Was it good beer or was it just like Miller Lite or something?
I mean, it was Dos Equis. No, oh, okay. Like, I was like, yeah, like it tastes better coming out of a keg. It seemed like so.
Sure.
It tastes more full.
I've got no problem with Dos Equis. Just to me, it's just beer flavored beer.
Yeah, like, yeah. Though it's funny though, because like my cousin, he knows where to go get like craft kegs. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's fucking dangerous. Like, why would you tell me this? Like,
yeah, if you're over, like, got a velvet hammer keg, I don't think, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, you gotta like sign a waiver.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah, that's dangerous. No, but yeah, so I'm watching the game.
Velvet
and I'm just
sledgehammer.
Like, nope. But you know, I'm watching the game and I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, and so like, as like I knew like we were gonna win. Like, there's like a minute left, and I was like. Like they're all trying to like do their own thing, and I'm just like standing in the corner, just like not screaming, but just like, oh my, like so quietly, like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, we're gonna win. I got a tweet. Like, it was wild, man.
I just love this image of everyone having a nice baby shower. There's just this guy with Tourette's shouting at a television. The fuck are you doing?
You know, and I'm wearing the Immaculate Vibes Denver Gravit shirt, and like,
shout out to Denver, like, by the way, make some cool stuff,
dude. That new shirt that you came out with, holy fuck. Like, I want it so bad. I'm going to use my promo code.
Do it. Like, tell everyone your promo code. I think it's awesome.
All right, guys. So if you guys go to Denver Gravit's
Etsy,
account,
right?
Etsy, it's an Etsy shop. If you go there, when you're checking out, if you put in the code RedditMavs, all capital letters, you'll get 15% off. Denver says he'll take it off after we win the finals. So that will be what, like mid-July? So,
sure. Yeah, exactly. You know, so, like, you guys got some time.
Yeah, so it's gonna be, yeah, yeah, man, he makes great stuff. And again, like, the going back to the game, man, the game was just like everything was perfect. Like, even like when we were down a little bit, I was like, no, we can still pull this out. Like, there's like the confidence meter was like beyond. Like, I haven't been this confident in a game since the game winner since 2011. It's like,
right,
that last finals game, I was like, yeah, like, you know, we can get this. Like,
I will say that, like, just seeing Luka's poise throughout all, like, there was just never a time where he didn't seem in control, and that's really good for him. And because a lot of times he's flown off the handle, and like, you know, there was the thing that I was actually really encouraged by is, like, you know, when he wasn't getting calls necessarily and he wasn't doing his normal tirade stuff, like, I don't know if he's been going to anger management courses, maybe doing some yoga, like
some like meditation.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if Fortnite has a meditation mode now that he's been exploring, but like he seemed to be pretty collected. Like he didn't have like his like, I didn't get the foul call, you know, diatribe, you know, Shakespearean monologue that he has to talk to every referee about. Yeah. And it's just,
but
man,
for like five possessions in a row, it,
exactly,
until he gets a tech.
Sure. Until he gets a tech, it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, man.
I feel like the 15th
technical foul really changed him.
I think so.
Ever since that, he's been in it. Yeah. it's like he got that and really looked at it on paper
and was like, fuck.
Oh, what have I become?
Yeah. Is it like the,
I must
like
do
the,
better.
Is it like the 10,000 hours thing? Like once you hit that milestone, you're like, I need to make something change here. He's just like, am I closer to Rasheed Wallace than I am Michael Jordan? And it's like, that's not
both
too bad.
Players. I know, both great players. Like,
yeah, I've got no problem with that.
One, you know, might be a little more dominant than the other, but, you know.
I don't know. Both UNC legends. I mean, it's really a toss-up between Jordan and Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah. But, man, that game was just, man, I can't, like, I couldn't sleep until, like, two. I remember I tweeted about it. I was like, oh, yeah, like I told Squish and Don, you know, we'll record at noon. Like, I'll be well rested. I only slept like 5 hours last night, so I'm like, well, fuck, like,
absolutely.
It's whatever. Like, I have the game. I have, I think, what is it, Sixers in Washington right now. It's like, it's fine. Like, I'm chill now. Like, I'm just like, I'm gonna be high until Tuesday. So.
Yeah, Eastern Conference playoffs is just like it is just so clearly the Ross to like a brand new shirt. Like,
I'll enjoy it. Like, whatever.
Yeah, bro. I like Ross, don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's different when you realize like, okay, this was at a store that didn't sell, and now it's here, and I get to, I don't know, it's always feels like secondhand whenever I'm watching Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah, especially the first couple, you know, first and eighth seed and stuff like that.
However, shout out Chris Middleton, he balled out in that Bucks game.
Awesome. I saw that, man, that was crazy.
Okay, was anyone else disoriented seeing the Heat jerseys? I thought they were playing the Pacers at one point.
Dude, it was so weird. I was like why
they were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Like, it's at this point now, like, I mean, I love weird jerseys. I'm always happy to like see, like, I love the city editions most of the time. There's just some times where I just feel like, is the point of these jerseys to just confuse who you're watching? Like, yeah, it's at some point they're both just gonna be light beige and slightly lighter beige, and it's like
the Heat, it's so weird because they had that 2-year streak of those really bitchin' Miami Vice jerseys, this pinks, and then you had the gradients kind of blended into the blues, and Nike's like, what's our concept for the Heat's weird jersey this year? Kidney failure, like,
Yeller.
Dehydration.
Yeah. It looks like a dehydrated pee. That's exactly what it looks like, bro.
Things that make your doctor go, drink water.
Drink water, please. But I don't know, man. The games yesterday were really good. Like all of them. Yeah. I mean, the Brooklyn game, like, it got close when it shouldn't have. Those guys are just getting into groove though. Like the big three are getting into groove. So, you know, I don't see them losing against the fucking Celtics this year.
That would be one of the funnier storylines of just, if Boston, or even if Boston took it to 6 or 7, I think that would be really fun. Yeah.
But the Mavs, man, I really think that we have a chance. Like,
there is still time for the Clippers to quit and our prediction becomes correct.
Yeah, Mavs and three.
Mavs and one. I had Mavs and one.
Okay. That might be the title of this podcast.
Just looking at the score of the first quarter, because I couldn't see the first quarter because of how I was watching the game and the Heat and Bucks going into overtime. I was like typically the Mavs, if they kick ass in the first quarter, they win the game. And by that, I mean, we're 28-0 if we're leading after the first quarter.
Right.
Knock on some wood. Everyone's talking about that. That could change because we've all talked about it. Right. But I was like, 75% sure we're going to win. And then I was telling Reddit Mavs here on the phone yesterday. It was like, there was a Dorian Finney-Smith three with like 5.5 minutes left in the fourth that put us up by one.
Yeah,
and
that was like
the swagger he displayed immediately after making it. I was like, oh, we're winning this fucking game.
That shot didn't move.
Dorian is gonna kill somebody if that's what it takes to win this game.
He is developing into like a weird hybrid of like Sean Marion and Deshaun Stevenson kind of combined into one.
Mm-hmm. And I see that.
Yeah. I guess Deshaun Marion.
Deshaun Marion.
Sean Marionson is now Dorian's new name. We've just christened him. Before we get any further, should we do an ad read? Probably.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, we probably should do one. We should probably do a pre-roll, right?
Yeah, you go ahead. You do.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay. Ad reads, let's go. We're very professional here. Mm-hmm. Sports, culture, takes. Takeland has it all. Takeland is a weekly podcast hosted by Emmy winner Jason Concepcion, aka Network, and former WNBA champ Renee Montgomery, that is fast-paced exploration of the NBA and world of sports and culture. Each week, Jason and Renee talk about the games, players, controversies, and issues that run both on and off the court. Follow now to hear Takeland every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. Our second sponsor is
you. Just yelling room. Sports really loud is still my favorite thing.
Okay.
Sports.
Our second ad read is Locker Room. You know, we go on there on occasion. Basically, all it is, it's an audio-only sports talk platform. You can free download on both iOS and Android. You can talk to me. You can talk to other fans. You got the athletes. There's a bunch of people on there all the time. You can just prepare for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Again, it's free. Join the conversation. You can join the conversation with me, Don, and Squish at very random times. We are not very prepared for these. So we just got, literally, I will just text them, be like, hey, let's do a locker room. Okay, cool, let's do it. You know?
Yep.
So if you guys want to see that, I mean, I'll post on Twitter, but we don't do it very often.
We may do a post game. We'll see what happens.
And we'll see, maybe next week. If we win, well, we will. All you need is to do download the Locker Room app for you in the iOS and Android App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join. I think ours is like the Reddit Mavs Twitter group, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at Reddit Mavericks. We'll be notified when my room goes live. Again, we don't have a set time that we're going to go on, but.
And follow me at Don _ Didham.
Yeah, follow him there. And I think Squish is on there as, I think he's Richard Nowitzki, I think is what it is.
That's my legal name.
So that's what he does on there. So because he can't use his the other name on there right now. So but yeah, follow us there. Yeah, Dick, yeah, that one. We're trying to be a family podcast today, goddamn it.
Like, that's right. Dick is short for Richard. What's the problem here?
Whatever. Anyway, okay, let's go.
He just said Dick is short. Yeah. Anyways.
Dick is short for Richard because just Penis Nowitzki is a dumb name.
Yeah, Cock Nowitzki.
Oh man, I'm so happy we won that game. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my lord. Okay. Should we go and do questions?
Yeah, let's do it. And I'll interrupt you at some point.
One last thing.
Yes.
Here we go.
My prediction that Arrested Mavs team was going to be pretty badass was correct.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes. Yeah. We needed that.
It was Arrested Development.
That's the first fresh legs Mavs team we've seen since the preseason.
I mean, dude, I would even say
even
like
preseason,
even before
man,
that, probably.
We had Chonk Luka or Luka.
Luka just got off the couch.
Luka
like,
Dump,
what
Luka
this?
Dumpthick.
Yeah, this isn't okay. Let's do this. I will pass the ball.
Dumpthick,
I
believe.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Hold on. I got to get my. Because. Again, normally what we do with these podcasts is that whenever we do questions, we answer all of them. The problem is that this week we got like 54. So
playoff willing, maths, so, Twitter,
yeah,
monster
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, so we're whittling it down by a lot. So I have to write down people's names so I remember to add, you know, to thank them later.
Sure.
So first question comes from a political dud. They ask, should have the expectations for the Mavs been higher for everyone coming into the series?
I mean, I'm surprised how decided the NBA writers were on the Clippers winning in six. Like, I mean, like just almost all of them were like, Clippers got this, like this, no. And like, I'm not saying that the Clippers aren't a good team. And like, I understand fully, like, we're not going to doubt Kawhi Leonard until he shows us a reason to. And like, you know, that makes sense. They're still a tough team. They're still I didn't realize that they were like one of the number one a top 5 3-point percentage team, and like their shots did not fall this game. And like that's the one thing I will say. Yeah,
it's like they haven't at all against us like this entire season. Like
right, but I mean when shots don't. Yeah, I mean it's really easy to win a game when the shots don't fall. Yeah. But like all things considered, though, like I mean, I love that we went in there and took home court advantage from them. Like that's awesome. I think
we defend them well. I think we really do, just because we tend to make the right people shoot the threes if we mm-hmm. can. Like mm-hmm. we were kind of, you could just see instantly guys knowing what to do, like the way the Clippers move the ball around, because they move the ball pretty well. And you would see like a, like there's a rotation, and it's like they knew, like if I overcommit to Patrick Beverley or Rondo, then this ball's going to like, you know, 40% plus percent shooter Batum. And you'd see like a mental checklist going on. Like, I think there were a few plays where Beverly caught the pass, so they elected to just rotate over and make Beverly shoot. And then a second guy would contest really late, so he's still technically open. But like Beverly and Rondo aren't the best. Though Rondo did hit his shots, and I think it's because Cuban provoked him.
I also think Rondo, like, as like, shout out to, like, he's my least favorite Maverick of the last 10 years. I will never respect him, but damn, that closeout block that he had on THJ, I was like, that's just a freak of nature play. Yeah. Like, because his wingspan is like a pterodactyl, but he's still short. Like,
freaking arms.
It's insane. I was like, that's a dominant play. Like, respect, you know. We still won. Otherwise, it would be
still won.
Yeah, otherwise, I'd be mad. Okay, let's see.
Dijon Rondo.
For real. Dijon Rondo. Next question comes from Justin. They ask, what is your post-game beer? Holy shit.
Bless you.
Jesus. what's your post-game beer?
Good call.
So for me, if I had to choose like anything in the world as my post-game beer, if it's a win, I am literally drinking a Velvet Hammer or a Sledgehammer. Mm. If it's a loss, I am not drinking. I am probably doing another, partaking in another extracurricular activity. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll shout out a beer that I've had more frequently recently has been the Parks and Rec Pale Ale by Zilker Brewery. So shout out Austin. Yeah, they've been great.
What about you, Squish?
Really have a go-to, but I had a pickle beer.
Oh, the Martin House ones, bro.
Yes, sir.
Those things are so fucking weird, bro. Yeah,
I don't get it. I do. It's incredible. Not
get it. You like it?
It's incredible.
Oh my god. Okay.
You're just drinking pickle juice, but it's beer.
I like pickles, but like I realize just like how much like I you know, it's not because I like the juices. You know what I mean? Like, there's never a pickle flavored thing that I'm into, but I like pickles. It's weird.
That's so weird. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from John. He asks, can we lobby the NBA to give us Europeans better tip-off times? Next three games are at 3:30 or 4:30 in the morning. Jesus.
Damn, that does suck. Well, ask yourself, how big of a fan are you? You know, like, Are you going to pull an all-nighter to watch your Mavericks? I mean, granted, that is actually pretty ridiculous. I'm just kidding. I think the league is actually pretty receptive to kind of those kind of comments. I also wonder how much better it'll get, you know, if we do make it into that second round, like how much we'll be playing late afternoon stuff or, you know, an evening primetime stuff rather than, these early afternoon games for us, it's kind of disorienting for us too. Like daytime basketball is always
a
weird adjustment.
Like I'm normally not like tipsy at like 4:30, you know, like while watching sports. Like
day really drunk happens. So here's the thing: I rarely even get day drunk anymore. It's just like how quickly do I get tired and just not feel like
doing not want to.
Yeah,
do,
exactly.
Not want to do anything.
Yeah, it's just like it takes a good like I'd have to drink some pretty high ABV beers to really get tipsy. And like if I'm gonna do that during the day, it's like then I'm just like I just feel just kind of gross and slow, and I'm probably gonna order chicken fingers later.
I mean, the thing about like going back to the question, the thing about like the tip off times, like I feel like they should do more like friendly start times. And they did yesterday because it was the weekend, you know, or Saturday, you know, for international fans. Like, you know, it's really hard because you have to cater to like the markets, right? The local markets. Like, yeah. I'm mad we're playing at 9:30. On Tuesday, like that sucks. Like, what if they moved it up like an hour? If they moved it up like an hour, I'd be like, yes, okay, I can manage this. But
sure,
you know, especially if we win it, bro. Like, I'm not gonna fall asleep until like 3, and then I work the next morning. Like, it's a lot,
right?
But I mean, it's, I don't know. I think if a game, if a game's happening on the weekend and they know that there's like an international star that is on that team, like those games should be like at 3, 4, you know, 5 latest, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, you got any opinion, Squish?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Time is a loose construct.
Yep. Okay. Next question comes from Sherlyn Sanity. Great name. They ask, if you could personally dunk on any Clippers player, who is it and why is it Paul George?
PP 13 is fine. I think he's a sweet boy, but I would dunk. I would dunk on Rondo so goddamn hard. I want to dunk him into obliteration. Like, I want to be like go full Super Saiyan. It also just the visual. I want to paint this audio painting for you. This idea of just like this 5'7" on a good day guy with just car springs for legs, just dunking on a professional basketball player is just a funny image to me. Like, it's like any of the scenes in Like Mike with Lil Bow Wow, like anytime he like dunked it, it just always looked kind of funny and weird, like CGI'd. That's what I want to do. I want to Like Mike dunk on Mondo. On Dijon Mondo. Dijon Mondo. If I were just saying names wrong.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck? If I were to dunk on anybody, Rondo's such an easy answer. Rondo's like a layup. I'm thinking more like Morris, you know, like, because I think he tried to backtrack and try to like make like nice.
I wouldn't want to dunk on Morris because he's going to be underneath your ankles.
Alex Len just airballed a free throw.
I just saw that. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I was on the corner of my eye and I was like, wait, hold on.
No, but, same. I'm trying to focus here. And I was like, did I just. Dear God, what was that?
Yeah, we're watching basketball right now. Yeah, anyway,
someone opened the door.
There are a few things more like that take you back more than an airballed free throw. You're just like minding your own business, and it's like, oh,
yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey guys, airball gets them on SportsCenter, okay?
Yeah, it does. It does. not hot, whatever.
But Morris is a good one. I would also choose Morris. I want to dunk on Morris so hard his twin feels it.
I want to dunk on Ballmer.
Dunk on Steve Ballmer.
Dude, he's so sweaty and goofy, just like he's coked out all the time, bro.
Just fucking
micro out. Hard in the paint.
Fucking coked out Hulk peanut. Baseline all the time. Absolutely would dunk on that.
Microsoft in the paint. There you go.
That's so fucking funny. Okay, let's see.
Microsoft in the paint.
Next question comes from Mark. Mark asks, what can the Mavs do to get KP in pick and roll more? We talked about it a little earlier, but KP. He looked good. He looked good on those very like two possessions where he did that. And I was like, yes, do that more. Like,
I think the team needs to arrange some play dates with Dwight Powell and KP. Like, they go to Top Golf together. They go bowling.
Lunch.
Dwight Powell and the Vibrat.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. The Vibrat just hanging out. Just them just talking about like, hey, you know when you like stand in the way of the other guy's defensive player, that actually frees him up, but then when you go towards the rim, you're usually pretty open.
You're pretty open, yeah. Like,
what?
It's like a 2K. It's like my 2K move. Like, exactly. That's what I do every time. I'm like, okay, cool.
I told you it's easy dunk because tall.
I know.
He's like, and just like, I would love to hear that conversation of Dwight talking to KP, just be like, you're like 6 inches taller than me and I'm a tall dude and I have to try to get there. You could just be there. Mm-hmm. There are like, some KP dunks where it's like, I don't know if his feet moved. Like there's some where he throws it down and it's awesome. And like that end of the game dunk was like, he put some mustard on it. Yeah. It was great. But
yeah, like I just think you have to like, you really just need to set him down. Like, hey bro, do this. Like, please, like for the good of the team, yeah. Like just do this.
Like the focus of the playoffs, I think this is the game plan specifically for this team. I'm hoping somewhere in there, KP's like, oh, I think I learned something.
Right. It's like, for next year, like
it's, you know, the Mavs do a lot of flow offense where we don't always run set plays, but right. We know kind of the players probably all have a set of rules they follow and kind of know what they should be doing within the flow. But KP if he will just obliterate the tendency to set a weak screen and pop, or set a weak screen and kind of softly go post up, like, dude, just roll, like, reset.
Yeah.
Do what Dwight does.
Like, so this pick pops rolls
in. If like he gets a true mismatch in the post, I get that. But and we were talking about this last night too. There was a play, and there were two KP plays that made me angry. I think, you know, he had an off night, but ultimately, like, he started strong and the end of the game was awesome because he did roll and did do the right things. But there's just like times where he will, like, I'm so committed to posting up on this mismatch that it actually hurts the offense. Yeah, like,
right.
There was one instance where they got the switch, and I can't remember if it was Beverly or Rondo on him. So he goes to post up, but we had something going on at like the top of the arc that took forever to really get the ball around. So Rondo and Batum switch, and Batum on KP is not a good matchup for KP at all. Batum's like 6'9" and just bothers the shit out of him when he tries to post him up. And they still try to commit to that, and then they couldn't even get him the ball because everyone was like, well, this is awkward. And they're like, hey, Luca, here's the ball at 40 feet with 2 seconds left. Will you throw up some shit? Like, it was a rough possession.
So this question actually also goes to another question I was going to highlight.
Sure.
From Pranav, they asked, you know, how do we get KP more involved in the offense, you know, stuff like that. And I think a lot of the answers you already gave are, you know, really in line with that, you know, kind of like, what can we do to make him the best version of himself, you know,
right?
Essentially. So
how do we self-actualize KP?
Exactly.
Have we thought about maybe changing his name? You know, Pick Stops Rolzingis, you know, because before he was, name. Yeah. Cause Chris pops Rolzingis, like, that's confusing. Cause do you pop? Do you roll? What do you do? I'm just going to resend that answer.
As a pick and roll, pick and pop guy exclusively, and just commit to that, like, good lord.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you think about,
he really zags by rolling.
It just happen.
Yeah, when they zig, you zag.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next question comes from Mavs Draft. Oh my god. Fuck! I forgot what this question was. Give me a thorough rundown on Tyler Bay's bench body language and what it means for game two. Fuck you. Why did you ask this?
Well, I can't say much about Tyler Bayes, but what I can say about Nate Hinton is that he's a fantastic dancer.
He really is.
That dude, I want him at any event that needs a hype man. Like, I think he would be perfect at a baby shower, a bar mitzvah,
quinceañera.
Dude, he could be at a funeral and everyone's just like, you know what? Yeah, like, this death was pretty hype. Like, may he lay to rest. He's like, yeah, and just like fist pumping and dancing.
I think, you know, Tyler Bay's body language on the bench, you know, I think it bodes well for us, because if he doesn't have to get in the game, like, it's probably a good thing, because we're here to snap next the entire
I'll have to game. Check the tape, but I don't think he breathed at all at game one.
I don't know if he was physically, I don't know if he was mentally there, if his spirit was just gone. Like,
you ever see, like, when Piccolo would ever just like meditate on a mountain and just, like, and that not was move it for like, yes, a week? That's kind of Tyler Bay right now on the bench.
Oh man. Okay, you got anything to add, Squish? Nah. Okay, next question comes from Spencer. Which jersey do I impulse order, Dorian, Timmy, or Brunson?
I would vote Dorian. That would be my personal, just because I think a hyphenated name always looks really cool on a jersey.
Yeah.
Now, Brunson is, like, I think Brunson's going to stick around. Like,
I think out of those three, Brunson will stick around the longest.
Yeah.
If I'm going for, like, in the moment, a prisoner of the moment, I'm going Dorian, bro, because that dude did so much shit, good shit in this game, where I was like, I cannot believe this dude went undrafted.
Which jersey should we suggest, though? I mean, I would say, you know what? I would go with the Mavs, the actual Mavs jersey of Dorian.
The
I guess it's like the earned jersey.
Yeah, the earned. Yeah, I like those a lot, actually.
I like the little lightning bolt. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah. I'd pick either those, or I would do the Harvard Classics, dude. Like, I can't go wrong with those.
Yeah.
You got any ad squish?
Dorian for short term. Dorian. I mean, Brunson for
long term. Yeah, if you're trying to like trying to pick, but if you're trying to spend $120 and like that guy be around for a while, probably Jalen. But
right.
Let's see. And Tim, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen with Tim's offseason. I think we end up re-signing him, but you know,
yeah.
Let's see. Important. Yeah. Next question comes from James. Are we officially the Clippers bogey team or boogie team? You know, the scary.
Or like the boogeyman. Okay. Like yeah. We're their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to beat them first. I mean, like we've done 1/4 of the job so far. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I like that we're giving them fits early. I just want to see that consistently go forward. I think we also got really good production out of Richardson. He did have a couple of weird boneheaded turnovers, which was just like, you know, par for the course, but
you're once a game, Jay Rich, what are you doing? Play.
God, there's so many times I'm just like, was that a professional basketball move?
God.
Oh man.
Speaking of professionalism, I'm in the mood for steak, guys. And you know what? We are actually sponsored by Kansas City Steaks. You work hard and play hard, so treat yourself. Stock up for summer barbecues with Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with the code SD at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts, and more. Kansas City Steaks has everything you need to fire up the grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to kansascitysteaks.com and get 10% off get 10% off your order and free shipping with code SD at checkout. Also, our good old friends at Bet Online are here to make online betting so much easier for you guys. We got tons of sports in action. We got MLB started up, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. If you are wanting to bet money on sports, BetOnline is the way to do it. Get all the latest news, odds, info from all your sporting needs at BetOnline. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sports news, sign up for bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs through the playoffs. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Great. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay. Next question comes from Bruce. Who steps up in the next game?
Porzingis.
Yeah. I think we're due for a good Porzingis game.
Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah. I think that last dunk, I think, is what's going to propel him to be, you know, to realize, hey, like, if I buy in, which is the thing that Squish has been preaching for like the last like 3 months. If he buys in, like, it's fucking over. Like,
seriously. One of my favorite insights my father said, like, when we used to watch a lot more basketball games with them, he was just like, whenever a guy gets to the free throw line in the third quarter, see how much better he shoots in the fourth. And I think that if he gets to the rack more often and he's getting fouled and he's drawing fouls and he's a good free throw shooter, so he should be going to the line. I actually find that across the board with pretty much any NBA player. So like, I always look out for third quarter free throws. That's just, I don't know if there's a statistical correlation with that, but that's a little, you know, game insight that I've noticed with NBA players.
Interesting. Cool. Let's see. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle. He asks,
it's sultry. It's sweet. It's Texan.
So this is in all caps. I don't know if I should yell it, but
you should.
How hype are you? Clippers tank to lose. KP needs to play better so I can post my video.
Is that you yelling?
No, it's not me yelling. It's just me saying.
Were yelling.
I'm not actually.
Like,
yelling.
That's it. That's his
all caps voice.
I don't want to. Yeah, just slightly large. Like
it just it's, emphasized. Yeah.
If it's capital with exclamation points, that's where it's yelling.
I see.
Anyway, I am still very, very hyped, Dalton. I know it's like we're recording this like 16 hours after the fact, but I am like still ridiculously hyped over that win.
The hype train is on schedule.
Yeah, bro. Clippers did tank to lose. They did tank to lose to us. So that
they tanked hilarious. Harder than I've ever seen a last game, and it, both teams like, and they almost
Oturo. Won. Oturo fucking shot 21 times, bro. Like, why the fuck?
I thought that was an anime character. I didn't even know it was.
I saw a name and I was like, wait, hold on. Like, this is a real guy. I had to look him up on fucking Basketball Reference because I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, I really thought Poku was gonna have a better game. Because he's just like, all right, we're just gonna let this weird lanky European just shoot it like KD. Poku, so it's such a. Yeah. An anomaly of
he's definitely he's definitely an NBA Twitter like guy, like
he's just like, he is Slender Man, like he is but I've never seen someone
his weird NBA Jam head.
Dude, it looks like he looks like Sheen
when you put big head mode on.
Neutron, bro. Like, I'm sorry, but that's who he looks like. Oh my god, the game is tied. What the hell? Oh, sorry.
Wizards are scrapping.
I'm saying, bro. If they lose, I'm gonna laugh so hard, bro. Anyway, do you have anything to add, Squish, to that, to Dalton's question?
I mean, if you, what would, yeah, the hype, yes, what?
Well, very... well said. Next question.
All right, let's go.
Go on.
Okay, go. Next question goes from Papitu. They ask, what's the name of the podcast? I love always asking this question because, I love just being able to be like, hey, by the way, you're going to get tagged later in a fucking tweet for asking a question.
Thanks for asking. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Yes, please like, subscribe, and review. Send it to your loved ones. Or if you don't like us, send us to someone that you don't like and waste their time.
Please. Yes. There you go.
We need a sleepy time version of the pod where we all read like that.
Yeah. Read like that for like an hour.
BetOnline.ag.
Seth Curry just got hurt and they went to commercial.
I just saw that.
I didn't see what happened.
NPR Dawn is going to be a...
The Dallas Mavericks won against the LA Clippers. And the only way you should celebrate that is with a nice cup of Earl Grey tea. Okay. Coming up next, we have a saxophone player from Papua New Guinea. And
not when you buy a new hamster.
All right, let's see. Next question.
Pop. Here's the new band out of Portland, Papa New Guinea Pig, with their
Pop a New Guinea. Okay, let's see. Next question.
Their hit comes song, from Running in the Wheel.
You motherfuckers, let me fucking finish. We're going to be here until
because it's Squish doing banjo and an excellent standing bass and an occasional triangle from the famous Juan Carlos. I can't even
keep going. World renowned milk jug player.
Oh my god.
Dean Carlos von Squinson. And damn. We don't know where he's from, but that's why he's on here. Enjoy.
This podcast is going to be 2 hours long, guys. I'm sorry.
Recently featured on the Doritos Funtime stage at Lollapalooza.
Next question, goddammit, comes from.
They were voted best band at Squirt Fest in Portland.
Like, okay, you know what? We were supposed to be rated PG today.
Recently, did rave reviews
on the Batman Forever soundtrack re-release
at the Down on the Bayou Catfish Brawl.
You know what? Those horrible things. This is all going to end up on the final recording. Great. But,
yeah, I'm not editing this.
No, why would you? This is the greatest bit we've ever done.
Yeah, we are definitely going to be baking. Like, this is going to be the new Better Mavs Man. Is
popping. There's going to be a band name. It's just going to be a band name that pops up somehow, and that's just going to bleed into that. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Okay. Next question comes from Yon John, who I hope is feeling better. I know recently he was in the hospital.
Yeah, shout out.
Hey, man. So you ask, why does it feel great to be in MFFL?
Because we've stuck through the bad years as well as the good years. I think the Darren Collison years and the OJ Mayo years, where we look back at that and it's like, wow, we have a legit competitor, or just someone that just feisty in the playoffs, not just like, all right, cool, we're here as a participation award or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got anything to add there, Squish?
I think, it's great. It feels great to be in MFFL because you're having fun on the internet during both times. Like, we're in the Luka era and it's great, but even the tank years, I was having a good time. Like, it's just a fun team to be behind. And I love it. It's great.
Those are great answers.
It's a great team to root for.
Next question comes from Nick. Who is the third greatest Maverick ever?
The third greatest Maverick.
So who would be the first two? I mean, clearly Dirk.
Dirk.
Aguirre. Are we saying? Oh, Aguirre.
I have Aguirre up there, bro.
Aguirre. Yeah, I don't know. I'd put Blackman there before Aguirre.
Really?
Well, I mean, as far as just like longevity and because like Aguirre wasn't here all that long. That's the only reason I'm like, I don't think of him as that great. I mean, like, I would put Jason Kidd up there, but.
He was only here, yeah.
He was here. I mean, he won the championship with us, and he was like
at the beginning. He was there.
The second stint of Kidd was all right. First stint of Kidd, like had he had his Phoenix years with us, I think he would be the second best. Yeah. So third best, I mean, it's getting to Luka already. I would put
Luka there already, honestly.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, maybe Finley. Like, I'm surprised Finley hasn't been retired. His number hasn't been retired with us yet. And I don't get that. Cause I feel
it's
like
cause it's cause he went to the Spurs. That's why.
Maybe that's it. or like why 31 hasn't been retired. Cause I feel like Jet was a huge.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Squish?
Just contextually in terms of franchise importance and stuff and accomplishments, I think for me, Jason Terry's the third best Maverick.
That's fair. I think that's fair. Let's see. Next question comes from.
And that's knowing Luca's coming for that ass. Easily.
Have we considered Danny Fortson?
Danny Fortson. Holy shit, bro.
What was it Farik Abdul Wahad?
Holy shit, dude. Oh my god. Next question comes from Caleb. He asked, why didn't Morris play for the Clippers during game one?
He did though?
Because
I know he was there. I mean, like, he wasn't very effective, but he played.
I mean, do you really consider that playing though?
Like, he was there for that sweet photo op with Kawhi and Paul.
He was there for that sweet photo op. That's right.
There was no DNP next to his name, so
no, he was there.
It's him, Kawhi, and PP13.
I'm sorry.
Whose phone?
That's mine.
It's not mine. Let's see. Okay. Next question comes from Wesley. He asks, favorite Luka moment since we drafted him. And I'm gonna make you guys omit the game winner from last year.
Okay.
Wasn't gonna say that.
So. I'm saying
my favorite. I'll just narrow it down to this season. I gotta say him looking like he's going up for a mid-range jump shot and throwing the ball behind him to an open THJ just looked like a glitch in the matrix. And that's still that's cool. it's those type of passes that absolutely just break my brain and I love it.
Let's see. I have the Grizzlies game winner. Like, that was such a freak of nature, like, move. I don't know how the hell he does that, but he did it, and it was great. So
I'm going to go with the Boston game winner because I didn't see the Grizzlies game winner live.
That's a good one.
I didn't see the Grizzlies game winner live because I think I was at work. I don't know. I saw the score, and I was like, when I saw that – we won after following the score. I was like, what did Luka do? And then I opened Twitter and everyone's like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. Then I found the play. I was
on one that day.
Just a fireworks show.
I was on one that day. You're right.
The Boston one, because we're watching the game outside on the patio and I literally couldn't help but jump off the couch and yell. Like, it was just the momentum of because it was back to back, just badass shots. I was like, yeah,
right there with
that's good stuff. But that's just this season. I gotta go with my favorite,
like all time
Luka moment with the Mavs, besides the playoff game winner last year, because I'm not allowed to use that one, is the his 11 points in the fourth quarter against the Rockets.
Yes, that's the good one. Because
that was when we knew, oh shit, mm-hmm. like we really
we got a guy. Like
this is it, man. It was just guy, like. Yeah.
I don't know, that Portland shot, though.
Shot, yeah. I mean, he'd done so many things, there. But that takeover was like, dude.
Crazy, yeah.
We might – it's not that we have a good player. We may have – like we may really have something.
Mm-hmm. That was like crazy. An all-timer, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was crazy. See, next question comes from Poe. How crucial is Tim to the series?
Very. I mean, like
– extremely.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
witnessed it in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah.
He's the balance of our three-point shooting. Like, if he's on one, he's on one. Did Redick play at all last night? I don't think he did.
No, he's out for the series.
I think he's
out for the series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at yeah. least.
Oh, is it just like his knee, or is it just more like
it's his heel?
It's a heel. That heel.
What game was it? Was it the last game of the season or the one before?
I think it was the one before where he like
he just landed out of bounds and then immediately started limping, immediately subbed out, immediately went to the locker room. And
they're like, well, there's
they were very clear that he was going to miss some time.
Yeah, at least the first series. So
right.
We'll see. But yeah, Tim is like, he's the fulcrum that makes everything go. So, yeah.
Well, and the big thing, and this is one of the, like, if you look at Dodo's evolution into this kind of hybrid Deshaun Marion thing, like we're talking about, there's so much more in his bag than there was last year. And there's a lot of great Twitter threads on that today.
Yeah.
Dodo Revolution is my favorite game at Dave and Buster's.
Dodo Revolution. It. And let's then Timmy. See. And Timmy's a true three-level scorer now. Like,
yeah, bro, I don't know where the fuck that came out of.
Like, his ball handling is so much better. Shout out Sham God for sure. And
yeah,
then
that's absolutely Sham God. Yeah,
it's his decision-making and just the way he operates now. He drives hard, but you're confident that he's going to score. Like, it's not just like the Tim of old where he would just, well, I'm going to keep chunking up BS three-pointers. Like, he can actually get to the basket. And that helped so much in the fourth when – the Clippers were like, Luka's not scoring anymore. And then we would bring up, there was like the screener, but then Tim would come up to the top two, almost as like a second screener or someone Luka could just give the ball immediately. Because as soon as Tim got the ball, he was making a decision like immediately. And it just freed so much up.
Yep.
It's great to see.
That's a good answer. Okay. Let's see. Next question comes from Mirza. How much do you hate Rondo?
I've made it pretty explicitly
yeah,
clear.
Yeah,
I just, it's funny because he's playoff Rondo, but the playoff Rondo I know is a guy that quit on his team where he could have been an actual influence
and didn't get any money out of it.
The myth of playoff Rondo died that day for me.
I don't, whatever,
he's a solid player, but just playoff Rondo, I'm like, playoff Luka's right there. That's a real playoff beast.
It's also just so weird that he has both championships with the Celtics and the
it's
Warriors.
Weird. Yeah, that's got to be weird for Celtics fans. That happens. I would say with Rondo, you know that I guess it's a meme of I think it's from Mad Men, mm-hmm. where John Hamm's like, I don't even think about you or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think
of you at all.
That's exactly what it is for me. It's like, I don't.
It's kind of what it is. I hate him so much. I don't even think about.
Like, I don't even care about. Yeah, I don't even fucking like think about it anymore. Like
I should take down my closet shrine of of Rondo
with a voodoo doll and everything. Yeah,
like some kind of Ray Finkel thing.
Let's see.
Laces were out.
Next question comes from Tommy.
Laces in.
Let's see. Tommy asks, "Are you hyped for our matching Mavrillo tattoos we'll be getting in 15 games?"
only if Mavrillo pays for it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I don't think I could do a Mavrillo.
I'll do it, bro. If we win the championship, I'm getting one, bro.
Okay, if you're getting if we win championship, you're getting Mavrillo. I'm getting Mavs, man. Like,
no, I already promised. I already promised Zen Smoke on Twitter, Justin, that I would get the Mavs man tattoo with them. Like, if we win it all, bro, this year. Like, if an F is wrong, I'm getting both. I'm getting both, and then I'm gonna get
a Mavs man face tattoo.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I got to do better.
Mavs but it's man. Where you tattoo Mavs man's face onto your face. But like, you know, it's your face now.
Let me see.
I just go into the tattoo. Can you make my skin basketballs? They're like, you are not allowed back in here. What if I do a sick trampoline stunt? And they're like,
no, I need to see. Okay. I need a Photoshop that's Mavs Man, but with Don's beard.
Bearded Mavs Man. It's just, he just looks like he just came off the boat.
Let's see. Next question comes from, I don't say your name. It's a butterfly emoji. Cass XCFC. I don't know. All time favorite uniform. And I'm assuming Mavs related. It's got to be the fucking Green Hardware Classics. I literally can't do anything else. Like, for me, anyway. I'm such a sucker. I'm such a sucker for like the. Like 80s look, 80s 90s look that we had.
I love those, but I'm going with the I'm going with the Diddy greens.
Diddy greens, okay.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good one. Yeah, yeah.
I actually
still my favorite Mavs jersey ever.
I'm a stickler for the blue and green Mavericks jerseys, like the original.
Yeah. Next question comes from Seth. I think it's like Seth Curry fan, I believe, on Twitter. Okay. They ask, will KP get better on in the series? He fucking better. Yeah. So, you know, that's a pretty, pretty quick answer on that one.
Well said.
And Seth Curry is coming back. Okay, cool. Apparently, according to Woj. Let's see. Sammy asks, does Luka mean Jesus in Slovenian?
I mean, I'm sure there's a way of amending it in order for that does
exactly. I'm about to say, yeah, I'm sure we can talk to somebody about that, getting that done.
It already means Zeus in many cultures.
Like already. Yes. Yeah. It's if it doesn't, it should, and it will soon. let me see. Okay. Let's see. Another question. Did you send stuff in here? Oh, anyway. Ezra. It's fucking 2 a.m. here in Israel. How should I wake up for work in like 4 hours? Dude, I think a lot of people had this issue yesterday about waking up this morning or whatever morning is for you guys.
So the key to that, my actual advice, stay up an extra hour and only sleep 3 hours.
Like, might as well, right, at that point? Like,
well, basically, it's, like, just long enough to get a REM cycle in, but, like, you're going to be tired either way. Like, I would say, like, you know, basically look at it, it's like, okay, I have a nap ahead of me, and then I'm going to go to work. It's going to be miserable either way. Like, there's not going to be a, you know, you're going to be probably over-caffeinated and then super tired. Just push through. Because I did this once. I went to a unannounced house show of Andrew WK. this was like, yeah, I think like 2012, maybe 2013. It was like a South by show at a co-op. Damn,
way back in the day.
It was awesome. I dressed in all white. I at the end of that show, I was soaked in mostly what was not my own fluids. It was so gross. It was one of the like nastiest shows ever, but it was great. But yeah, that was definitely they played at 3 a.m. and it was so much. At one point, I was like hanging off a rafter, pointing at Andrew WK. We were shouting, "She is beautiful," to each other. It was awesome. That was like a peak Austin moment for me. But yeah, I had to be at work, I think at 7, 8 or 7, something like that. Yeah. So trying to go to sleep, and when you're hyped and, you know, have a lot of adrenaline, there's no hope in getting good sleep. So you might as well just admit that sleep won't happen.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we got one more question.
Word.
It's from Jay. Again, guys, like, you guys ask so many damn questions, which is a good thing, but it's also because it's playoff mode. Everybody's in playoff mode, so everybody wants to ask everything. So we had to cut them down because there's no way that we could do 50 because we have engagements. So Jay asks, I'm on the Mavrello tattoo train. Where should we have it on our bodies? If you had to get a Mavrello tattoo,
it can't be on your arms because you'd see it every day, every single day. I think it would best be in a place where you forgot about it and be like, oh yeah, I've got a Mavrello tattoo.
So on your ass is what you're saying.
Just yes.
On the bottom of my, on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, dude, I feel like that would be terrible trying to get tattooed there. The bottom of your foot.
I don't know. I think Mavrello, if you got a good calf, like a Mavrello calf, you know, that might
same, bro. Just give me like give me the back, like just like a big Marvel on the back.
My inner bro, ear. Like,
inner ear. That's a good one. That's a real good one. Yeah.
No one sees it except my doctor.
Yeah. Can I do like the inner lip of Mavrillo? It's me, Mavrillo.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good, Mavrillo. Ah, Jesus, dude. That guy is, he's interesting.
Do I exist? Am I in reality?
So you sound eerily really close to Mavrillo. Do you have something to tell us, dude?
Yeah, it's been me the whole it's time.
It's me.
It's me, Mavrillo.
It's actually really good, dude.
I'm honing it in. Yeah.
I want to get.
I would do the sound of Mavs Man, but it's just the sound of 1,000 angels shrieking.
Yeah, basically.
I hate that.
Amp feedback.
Yeah. It's like, listen to, yeah, an amp feedback backwards through a portal of hell. That is the sound of Mavs Man's voice. That's why he's so quiet when he's on the court, you know, and just because he knows.
Okay. So those are all the questions. Before we end the podcast, I do want to say, fuck every other team that's been taking the Immaculate Vibes saying.
Absolutely. Dude,
seriously.
Everyone at this point, bro. I'm like, why do you?
How did that even happen?
It almost feels like they like see us like interacting with it and like, okay, cool. We're going to fucking troll these guys, you know, whatever the hell. I'm like.
It's also weirdly specific. It's different when it's like, let's go, or yeah, like some other even generic
like,
say.
Even like All In is like pretty generic.
All In's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
My favorite of those sayings was Take Note for.
That's a go for the
Jazz. I thought that's pretty cute.
That's clever.
You know, another one that I like a lot is the Tennessee Titans is Tighten Up. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Good overplay. But yeah. But yeah, man, like every team has been like, you know, I saw the Sixers did it today and I was like, what the hell, guys? Like, get your own fucking saying. Like,
yeah, does Brunson get royalties?
Sure we can't, I'm sure they can't copyright it, but I'm sure keep it or something. Like,
right.
He should.
Like, he should trademark Brunson. That. It's all I could think about today because
yeah,
the Sixers tweeted. I'm like, it's not cool anymore because all you assholes are taking
it. It was like them. Who else did it? Some other. It's more like Western Conference teams. I feel like I've been taking it, and I'm like, bro, don't do this.
I know the Philly social media. They didn't even see it till SportsCenter stole it. They were like, oh, that's cool.
Right. SportsCenter. That's right. SportsCenter did it too. Bullshit.
Because the Grizzlies did it, and then SportsCenter did it. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
I could see the Grizzlies doing it only because they're like in our division, I guess, mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh yeah, of course. But I don't know. But yeah, that was a. Yeah, I mean, that was a good podcast, man. Like. The good thing, I'm glad.
Good podcast, everyone.
I'm glad that we. I'm telling you guys, I'm glad we didn't do it last night because I think all three of us were just like,
spent
either at work or a little toasty or had prior engagements. So you know, we want to make sure we gave you guys like actual like, we're actually focused podcasts. So.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I was actually practicing. I'm actually going to be in a cover band soon. We'll be doing some cool stuff. Actually, nice. Also, I've got. I'd like to kind of make a quick announcement. I'm finishing up an EP for my music. That's a solo stuff, and I actually have a show in Dallas on June 26th. So
what?
Yeah, opening what? Bell Coffee House. Yeah. So
well, guess who's going?
Yeah,
Mavs Twitter pull up.
Mavs Twitter pull up. That would be a lot of fun. Absolutely, I would have to now do an entire song as Mavrillo, which is great because it's just Gogo Bordello. Like it's stop wearing purple. Wearing purple. Ha ha. Yeah, it's yeah.
Well, I mean, awesome. He's also the lead singer of Papua New Guinea Pig.
God,
here's my new band, Papua New Guinea Pig. No one likes it. I'm really excited. I also just really appreciate appreciate just the interaction, everybody. Mavs Twitter has been a lot of fun to be a part of. Y'all have been just fantastic. It's really, the vibes are immaculate, but I just have to sound like annoyed when I say it now. How would you describe the vibes?
They're immaculate.
All right. But that happened, guys. It's been a lot of positivity, a lot of love, and we greatly appreciate the support. So that being said, if you guys anytime that you share the pod helps us out a whole bunch, you know, retweeting the pod, the link, any reviews that you can say, really appreciate. Some of y'all said that this was one of the funniest pods that you guys listened. I saw a couple of comments on that. I just wanted to just say we read those things and we really appreciate it. We're just big fans of this team, and we're glad that we can just share our goofy opinions and thoughts with you guys. And it's entertaining for y'all. We really appreciate it. So thanks for doing everything that you do. Check us out, mffls.com. You can read up our write-ups. Our writers have been awesome. Shout out to Tim, Bryce, Isaac, all you guys have been killing it. You can find Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can find Redacted at Squish41. Sorry, you can find Richard Nowitzki.
Thank you.
Do you think that would be borderline? Like, would they shut you down for putting Richard Nowitzki?
Probably.
Yeah, because of Nowitzki, yeah.
Yeah, I think that. I see. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. No. Well, you can find him at Squish41 regardless. And you can find me at Don_Denham. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Have a great rest of your week.